Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. Today is Friday, March 19th, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer Alan Ward reporting. And Glenn's gotta go. Today, MEC President Greg Davidovich announced a new contract negotiation survey to keep us connected during these negotiations. His letter states, "We have been in Railway Labor Act Section 6 negotiations for nearly 1 year now. As part of our ongoing conversation to involve you in the process, we will launch another survey about contract negotiations in the month of April. Each week, our negotiators report from the negotiating table. It's critical that we continue the two-way communication and sharing of information with you throughout the process. This survey is an important part of gathering feedback and continuing the two-way communication with every AFA member and our negotiating committee. Our negotiating priorities were determined by you. Last year, we built our opening proposal through surveys, meetings, one-on-one discussions with your peer representatives, email and telephone exchanges, and during system-wide meetings with our negotiating committee as we discussed the negotiations process and your goals for improvements. It is important that we continue the discussion about why these negotiations are so important and continue to solicit your feedback about our collective goals. When you participate, you have a stake in the negotiations, and it is your involvement that will make the difference in the outcome of these negotiations. Beginning April 1st at 12 noon Chicago time, we encourage every member to take time to enter your feedback electronically. The survey will be available for response through April 30th at 11 a.m. Chicago time. A link to the online survey will be posted on our website along with survey access instructions. A copy of the survey with instructions will be mailed to every member's home. We encourage you to take time to answer the questions on paper prior to entering your responses through the web or telephone. This will allow you to prepare your answers before you go online or call in and will reduce the time necessary to respond. While responding to the survey, which will be made available online and by telephone, we encourage you to try and complete the survey online. This method may be easier since the survey is quite lengthy and more cumbersome for telephonic response. Most importantly, be sure that you take time to respond and continue to take an active role in our negotiations. On Wednesday, together with members of the Airline Pilots Association, we marched in protest against Tilton's joint venture with Aer Lingus that moves flying away from United flight attendants and pilots. The protest in downtown Chicago involved over 200 members of AFA and ALPA, in addition to representatives from other unions, all concerned about the precedent set by outsourcing crews, even as the airline profits. This ploy, combined with substantially increased outsourced flying to regional carriers, can only result in dire consequences for us. United Management proudly proclaims the joint venture will create 125 U.S. jobs. They neglect to mention that those jobs and work could have been done by existing employees, and the precedent they set will ultimately result in job loss. This joint venture goes well beyond any historic traditional code-sharing agreement and sets a dangerous precedent not only for our jobs, but all airline workers. We are fighting this terrible plan to outsource our jobs through all means available. We have filed an MEC grievance against the blatant violation of our contractual scope language. We will be protesting at Dulles Airport on March 28th from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m., the day this ill-conceived joint venture will take flight. Join us on the picket line to keep flying that rightly belongs to United flight attendants. And we are fighting the assault on our jobs through legislation on Capitol Hill. H.R. 4788, introduced in the House by Representative Tim Bishop, Democrat of New York, Representative Mike Michaud, Democrat of Maine, and Representative Thaddeus McCotter, Republican of Michigan, would stipulate that when U.S. airlines enter into international revenue sharing agreements, the amount of profit they claim is in direct proportion to the amount of flying it actually provides workers. Our Government Affairs Committee is coordinating an all-call member campaign to support this legislation. You will see much more on this campaign in the coming weeks. Your calls, emails, and letters to our congressional representatives have never been so important for the future of our careers. In a filing with the Securities and Exchange Commission on Wednesday, United said it expects passenger revenue to increase. Even with all of the East Coast snowstorms in February, United boosts profits with every mile flown. At the same time, Tilton and current executives are continuing to shrink our airline by siphoning off flying to regional jets through waivers to antitrust laws, adding more codeshares, and beginning the more recent insidious joint venture with Aer Lingus. The SEC filing reveals that United is forecasting a 3.4% decline in the number of available seats flown by our airline in the first quarter. It is expected that United will end the quarter with about $3.4 billion in cash and will likely make another approximately $700 million in early April through proceeds from secured notes offered in this quarter. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.